The Waupun softball team heading back to the state championship for the first time since 2015 with an exciting 2-1 victory over New Berlin Eisenhower. We bring in head coach Josh Navis. Coach, you knew this one was going to be a pitcher's duel coming in, didn't you?
Yeah. We thankfully did have some film on them, and you know, what we found out is they're similar to some of the pitchers in our conference. You know, they threw a little bit better, but I mean, I'm thankful to our conference because it got us ready for today. You know, and even though we didn't get a ton of hits, there was just enough to take enough pitches, and she was at a high pitch count, so we always like that in our favor. Head spinning right now.
It was. I was going to say, so the first inning, both teams kind of looked like they felt the Goodman Diamond a little bit. Took teams maybe three outs each to settle down a little bit to the semifinal on Friday.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of that today, you know, where you know, these teams probably don't have errors all year or really few, and you're seeing a little bit more because of that electricity that comes with being in this big game. And they settled down quick, though. Settled down really quick and played a heck of a defense for Addy and everything we asked. I mean, what a rundown. Unbelievable how they executed that. I'm so proud. So
I was going to say, maybe the biggest key to this game here is, and I think the top of the fifth, when Nutt led off with a triple down the right field line, and you ended up, they tried to get her in a couple times, and then they bunted. Now, Gerritsen faked the first. Is that something you practice? Is that something that you've worked on, that you were able to get, you know, fake enough to get Nutt to commit halfway down?
Yeah, that's a coach, a previous coach, Coach Hagstrom's, one of his calls, and we kept it in the books because it's a good one. And what a great execution by Lexi G and every player in the right spot. You know, that's not easy. It may make it look easy, but they did just a fantastic job, always replacing the right person. So,
Coach, Landazan at the top today couldn't ask for a better table setter. Huh? Scored, got hits the first two at bats and scored two runs, which was the difference.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, these people that aren't playing Legion ball, that's where you can find out a lot of stuff. Avo did not want to lead off, did not. And we're like, let's give the summer a shot with our Legion team, which is obviously a lot of our high school girls. And she just fell in love with it at Legion and took us all the way to state with, all the girls did. But she led the way. And I asked her in the offseason, you want to stay there or you want to move down to two or three or something? She's like, why are you even asking? I'm like, all right, Ava, we'll keep you there.
Coach, flipping to a state championship game on Saturday now, got Mose and E. They had an exciting victory as well. Different kind of style of game than what you had. Just number one, what does it mean to the program to be playing for a state championship for the first time in 9 years?
It's everything. You know, I mean, we have a team achievement board and you know, with tons of conference championships and regionals, and you know, we played in the sectional semifinals, I think 13 times, and only been here our third time. So it's success that our program has, but getting to that next level is hard. I mean, we've had some great teams over the years, and to have this team see that goal, achieve it now, and be able to play in the championship game, it has to do with a lot of great parents, a great history in our program, and they live up to it. You know,
Mose and E, your opponent in the title game. How much work have you done on Mose and E?
I isolated one day for it at least, so we didn't come in blind if we were fortunate to win this game. So. 27 wins. They're a great team. 27 wins, one loss. So they're just sound up and down. So we'll hopefully get a chance to maybe get 14 hits against them like Lake Mills did. That would be nice.
Coach,
but I don't know if we'll get that many.
One more question about the semifinal. Have you ever had a duck delay in a game like you had in the semifinal against Eisenhower?
Hey, we were so happy to see those ducks fly in. We have a little game we play every game. Every game we have a game within a game, a bingo game. And when they get bingo with all those positive things that happen in the game, at the end they get a little rubber ducky. And when they flew in, the girls were like, we can't lose now. The ducks are flying in to help us out early. So,
Coach, keys to the game to get a state championship.
We got to stay in the zone with Addy and keep it simple. Keep it simple. It's, you know, you can make the game bigger than it is, even though it is a big game. But it's a good softball game on a same size field we play at home, and you know, it's just be in the moment for a mistake free game.
Pond Coach Josh Navis, thank you so much for the time, and good luck in the state championship game.
Thank you so much.